The members of the IPCC, Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, are all in clear consensus that climate change needs to be addressed rapidly in order to reduce and or slow its effects. Here's Dr. Cope Barrett, Senior Advisor for Climate at the Office of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, summarizing what the current IPCC report has found.
Current CO2 concentrations are the highest they have been for at least 2 million years. Over the past 100 years, sea level rise has risen at faster rates than it ever did in the past 3,000 years. Summer Arctic sea ice area is at its lowest level in at least 1,000 years. And the retreat of glaciers on a global scale since 1950 is unprecedented in at least 2,000 years.
This report comes at a time when Lake Tahoe wildfires in Northern California and Nevada are causing mass destruction and mandatory evacuations. Dr. Jessica Tierney, Associate Professor of Geoscience at the University of Arizona, says the IPCC report addresses California's drought and wildfires.
Particularly in California, since 1972, there has been an eightfold increase, shocking, in summer forest fire extent. And that has been linked to human-caused climate change, which has driven warmer temperatures and a drier atmosphere, which just makes it all the more likely that forest fires will be set ablaze.
At the same time as the western U.S. is burning, to the south, Hurricane Ida in Louisiana, a Category 4 hurricane, has caused mass destruction, evacuations, and deaths. Tierney says the IPCC's report also forewarns increased severity of hurricanes.
So what the IPCC report has to say about hurricanes is that the proportion, the amount of major hurricanes that we have seen, and that includes categories 3 to 5, has increased over the last 4 decades. And what we know is that human-caused warming will cause an increase in intense hurricanes. So not so much more hurricanes, but more intense ones, bigger ones, with an increase in wind speed and, very importantly, an increase in the amount of precipitation that falls with the hurricane, which of course can cause flooding.
The ICC report and ongoing extreme weather events have put more pressure on House members to pass the Biden administration's $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, which would help states to recover from climate change-related catastrophes and upgrade their infrastructure to prepare for future events. Though the bill passed last month in the Senate, the House will be likely voting on it by the end of September. Dr. Tierney says the 2021 IPCC report dramatically differs from previous reports made in 2013 with the availability of new data that increases the urgency to respond to the climate catastrophe.
It is indisputable that human activities are causing climate change, making extreme events, including heat waves, heavy rainfall, and drought, more frequent and severe. And I want to highlight that this is actually a major shift from the last IPCC report, which came out in 2013. At that time, the confidence that we could link human-caused climate change to extremes was not as strong. In this last 8 years, however, the science of linking human-caused climate change to extremes has improved dramatically. And also, a lot of climate change has been happening in 8 years, and the extremes that we're seeing are even more extreme now than they were previously.
Despite the seemingly harrow report, Dr. Barrett with NOWAA says she still has a positive attitude about the future, as long as officials adopt the IPCC's recommendations and enact measures for net zero carbon dioxide emissions and reducing greenhouse gases.
There will be further warming in the coming decades. This report shows that in the next 20 years, global warming is expected to reach or exceed 1.5 degrees or 2.7 degrees Fahrenheit above the late 1800s. However, if we have immediate, strong, and large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, we can reach global net zero CO2 emissions around mid-century, and it's extremely likely that we can keep global warming well below 2 degrees C and maybe even see temperatures start to decline in my lifetime.
The IPCC recommends a combination of individual, political, and technological action to reach the net zero carbon dioxide emissions goal. It suggests using renewable energy such as bioenergy, hydro, wind, and solar as primary power sources instead of relying on fossil fuels like coal. It also recommends removing carbon dioxide from the air in innovative and technological ways. Energy demand and food consumption would also have to be revolutionized to become more sustainable. The IPCC has given an approximate timeline of 12 years before the Earth uses its entire carbon budget of 500 billion tons in order to halt warming at 1.5 to 2 degrees Celsius, which is the maximum temperature the Earth's habitability could still be sustained at. For KPFA Pacifica Radio, I'm Nika Mirpour.